Welcome back to another episode of the Cast and Blast podcast. I'm your host, James Kidder.
And Lucas Welch.
Today we're joined with local hunting teen, Luke Peters.
I'm Luke Peters.
On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about turkey hunting last year, this upcoming season, and how we think about possibly a date change, if that would be something the Vermont laws would pass. Lucas, if you want to start off with maybe got any birds picked out this year?
I've got four or five of them up by the house that I've got all picked out. I'd like to get a couple of them at least. Nice big toms. That's pretty much all I've got picked out for this year. What about you, Luke?
I got a few picked out around the house, different places around. Got a few big ones right close, so hopefully we can get a couple of them.
Well, I'm not one to pick out birds. I'll pick them out that morning, I suppose, in the field, and I'll find them there. Maybe the night before, I'll roost them, and something like that. I don't know. Well, Luke, you want to tell us a story about last year? You're the only one out of the three of us, I think, that got a turkey last year, so.
Yeah, last year I went around the night before and found a bird, and right by the house, roosted it. Went up the next day, got up, drove my dirt bike up, got out. He came right down and shot him about 60 yards, and I think it was a 19.5-pound bird.
So. That's a good bird. You know what the beard was on it?
I think it was 10 inches.
10 inches, wow. I think the biggest bird I ever shot was like a 8-inch beard tom. 18 pounds. A little under 18 pounds. But a lot of jakes. A lot of jakes. Well, just driving to school this morning, I saw big old tom sitting out in the field. Almost hit a jake on my way, too. They're out and moving. Seem to be starting to get henned up too, which is a little scary with the season still a couple weeks away. Hoping that it's not a repeat of the last couple of years where they just haven't wanted to talk back. I think I've gone through a dry spell the past couple of years, haven't even gotten a shot at one. Well, I got a shot at one last year, missed it. Good old 70-yard shot. Wouldn't come in any closer. They like the middle of the field where I go.
Couple of those big toms the other day up to my house. This is actually how I found them. I was out there just cleaning out my truck and just heard a tom just hammering over there in the woods and just would not stop gobbling.
I was at work on Tuesday out in the fields. I could hear all the way across the ravine birds just gobbling hours and hours on end in the afternoon. I could hear a hen clucking and whatnot. Oh, I was getting all steaming mad. Couldn't wait for turkey season to come around, but I guess that's just part of it. It's got to wait. So last year, it was about the second week of the season. I was out at the farm that I work at before coming to school one morning. I'd been there a couple days already that season and kind of had given a couple days rest, just didn't want to pressure them too hard. They'd be sitting out in the field, but they wouldn't come into anything, decoys, calling. No calling, they just wouldn't come around the corner to where my setup was, or wouldn't even come close. They'd be 100 yards out at the minimum at all times. Well, one morning I'm sitting there, and I got birds out in front of me, just a couple jakes with some hens, and I hear something rummaging around behind me. Well, I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's like a deer or a coyote. Could be a moose. I'm hunting near a pretty swampy area. Well, I finally hear it getting closer and closer, and I turn around. See this great big, probably 250-pound black bear walking right along a path. And I'm sitting there quietly just trying to think out what I could do. I've had this happen once before, a bear charging me. Didn't realize I was there, and it was just running right through the woods. That was a scary time, but this time it was just me with just a shotgun, not even a rifle. So I kind of watch the path as it's walking and kind of lead it to a rock wall that I'm sitting on. And then the only opening in the rock wall that I see is right next to my feet. And there's a little worn down path that goes right under my feet. And I go, uh-oh, that's not good. So without trying to scare the turkeys off, I'm sitting there whistling, trying to get the bear to kind of be like, hey, there's something over here. I'm going to go somewhere else. And finally, I'm just like, that's it. I'm not going to let that bear get any closer. It's probably 10 yards away now. So I start yelling, talking to it. And finally, it just kind of looks over at me and doesn't even run, just turns around and walks away. And I go, whew, I think I'm going to head on to school now and call it a day. That was, chopped that up to a loss right there. But, oh well, I think I got out without the turkeys being too spooked and went on with my day. Well, Lucas, I got a question for you. I'm a big fan of Remington Express number 5 shot. What's your thoughts on what shells you use? I'm a big 3-inch guy.
I normally use 3 to 3.5-inch long beards.
Yeah.
I've had pretty good luck with them shells.
So, what's your thoughts on the new TSSs?
I haven't done anything with them, so I don't really have an opinion yet on them.
I've heard good things pattern-wise out to like 50, 60 yards in a 20-gauge is phenomenal, but I don't know whether I'll switch over to 20-gauge for this year or probably just stick with my 12-gauge. I've killed quite a few birds with that. No sense in just going out and buying a new gun. Just try those shells. Well, Lucas, you ever shot a turkey with your bow?
I've shot at a turkey with my grandfather's crossbow. It was supposedly sighted in. Turns out it was not sighted in whatsoever.
Oh, that's tough.
It was at like 10 yards, pulled up, had it right on the pin, shot way to the right of it.
That's tough, I tell you. I think this year I might take my crossbow out at least one time, just for fun, I guess. See how well I can manage with it. I could change things up from the usual shotgun. Maybe a little bit more quieter too, in case I miss. Turkeys might not be so prone to take off and run, fly, whatever.
Turkey season is also long enough, so if you don't have any luck with it the first few times, then you can always come out with a shotgun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to another Cast and Blast podcast. Join us back here next time where we talk about opening day.